And where would we be sailing away to today?
Well, I'd like to go to Aruba.
I'd like to go to the Keys.
Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take you.
Yes. Oh, no, you mean the Frederick Keys? Right over the street.
No, down
the street. Right here.
I can't wait to go, actually, and watch a baseball game.
We talked about that yesterday. Mm. Lovely Mother's Day thing to do. After brunch, go see a game, eat some more, leave, eat some more.
That's all right.
Mother's Day has turned into, as Father's Day, I think, has, an eat-a-thon. But it's a lovely thing to do, share a meal with family, perhaps friends.
Yes.
106.9 The Eagle, Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann. How was your Mother's Day?
My Mother's Day was perfect.
Was it?
It was perfect. Yep. Got to sleep in. I got my coffee in bed, followed by Starbucks coffee, followed by breakfast in bed, followed by...
Were you jittery after all that coffee? You had like a Magic Fingers bed.
Went to a nice brunch?
Yes, we did. We went to Hooch and Banner.
That yeah, very really nice. Good. Oh, yeah. Always really fun there. Fun, casual place to go for a great meal, friendly people.
They're so nice there.
They're very nice and very inventive bar. We especially appreciate that.
Oh, wow.
Then having a 19-year-old son to drive home. Very, very nice.
That does help, doesn't it? That's your own little personal Uber.
Went for a ride to Harper's Ferry.
We did. That was beautiful.
It was very nice.
Did he get lost going home? Is that what happened? You didn't or...
We stopped paying attention.
Yeah, believe me. I had my eyes covered most of the time. Turning around, looking at Lisa going, is that really 88 and a 65?
Is that hard?
Do I feel like we're taking off? It feels like we're actually at...
You're sailing away.
We were very much sailing away.
Is that hard as a parent to not make comments when you're in the car with...
What do you mean not make? I make them all the time. When I drive with you, I go, really? Do you have this driver's license? Sears? America Shops? What's going on? Look at the sky this morning. It has that giant, almost threatening look to it. And, you know, there's no real rain in the forecast for today. I mean, there's a chance, but it looks like hellfire and damnation out there. Slight chance of a shower before 9, then mostly cloudy, gradually becoming sunny in 65. So you have your yin and your yang today.
Mm. Lisa, you said, and I never had heard this until you, about ye olde and what captains of ships would say about the clouds in the morning. What was it?
Oh, red sky at night, sailor's delight. Blue sky at noon, sailor's doom. Something like that.
Blue sky.
Blue, because if there are no clouds, there's no wind. So they're just going to sit there.
They're not, but you have the red clouds, you have the stormy, you have hella winds, but that's not good. Yeah. So then you're in calm winds, now you're sitting there. What would make sailors happy?
They want clouds.
Brandy, she's a fine girl.
I was going to say engine. Grog.
That's what make. It was wonderful celebrating you on Mother's Day.
Thank you.
It was wonderful. We had a wonderful time.
Well, maybe we'll talk about what we did in the hotel in the evening.
Lisa, well, please, we'll save that for the
pod. It was hot, baby.
We'll save that for the podcast.
I guess. So what, please, he's trying to get to work. I mean.
There was fire. 106.9 The Eagle.
The Jack Diamond Morning Show.
106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann. Let's talk about, every night I break out the iPad, try to do a deep dive. Trying to find, a few fun links, something to share with you guys or something that's just fascinating enough to me. And I know none of us like rats.
Oh.
You don't like to find them, really anywhere. I don't know the whole, what sound do they make? There, Lisa makes a great rat sound. I'm not sure they actually do that, but I believe they do.
Yes.
Because of that sound. And mice are cute, especially field mice. They're almost cuddly and cute until they've done some destruction in your home or your farm or wherever you may find them, right?
Yep.
About 2 million years ago, there were a species of rodents.
Yeah.
That were hippopotamus.
Whoa!
Oh, man.
What were they feeding them?
Anything they wanted, believe me.
How would you get one of those wheels for them to run on, right?
And that puts in perspective,
yes.
Rats, not so bad. Right? Field mice, please, bring them in.
Now that's a serious rat problem.
That's a serious rat. What kind of rat trap would you use for that?
Oh, my God. You have to call Acme.
Exactly. You have to get the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote to...
That's just... Could you imagine?
The size of hippopotamus.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they had teeth.
Yeah, those teeth.
Ooh.
And I'm sure, you know, we to them looked like brunch, right?
Man, that's, yeah.
The thought.
How could you sleep after that?
Well, it was 2 million years ago. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It was between that, the saber-toothed tigers, yeah. The erupting earth.
Yeah, you'll choose the rat.
I think the hippopotamus-sized rat doesn't sound all that bad.
That's M.I. See you later, real soon.
Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Mm-hmm.
The Elton John song.
Yeah.
Was almost cut from The Lion King, but Elton John argued with the producers, got them to leave it in, and ended up winning the Oscar for Best Original Song. It just goes to show you, suits should not make decisions about creative things.
Yep.
Stay out of the creative process. If Elton John felt that strongly about the song, who are you to say no, it doesn't belong in the film?
And that's really the iconic song from the movie.
And it really began, you know, Elton John's marriage with Disney and doing all these songs for all of these films. Mm-hmm. And I think that music added to the popularity of the film.
Absolutely.
If it weren't for the song... And, you know, where it makes its entry into The Lion King, it really helps propel the movie. It gives a movie emotional structure.
And that became a radio song.
Number one song on the radio. So,
wow.
Anyway, two deep dives from last night here on 106.9 The Eagle.
Jack and Jimmy get you going weekday mornings and the most classic hits to help your workday fly by.
All on 106.9 The Eagle.
Let's do our late night update with Jimmy Fallon, along with Saturday Night Live's Michael Che and Colin Jost.
I don't know if you guys were following the news today, but a space rocket that was spinning out of control just minutes ago crashed into the ocean. And for once, we know it's not Elon's fault. A lot of people have been wondering, why is he hosting our show? And now we know it's because he needed an alibi.
Jeff Bezos' rocket company, Blue Origin, is auctioning off one seat on the first flight of its passenger rocket. Wow. Why are all these rich white people trying to go to space? Look, if there's any Martians watching this, when you see a bunch of foreign ships pull up on your land, take it from a black dude, don't get on them. Unless you want to be a Martian with the last name Washington.
Rome just unveiled a new vending machine that makes hot pizza in 3 minutes.
Oh.
And if you buy a vending machine pizza in Rome, it also comes with a t-shirt that says, rob me, I'm not from here.
It was announced that Verizon will sell AOL and Yahoo, I assume, to the year 1998. A new report also shows that CVS is responsible for half of all unused vaccine shots in the nation.
Wow.
CVS is also responsible for half of the nation's room temperature white claw.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed new restrictive voting laws that limits the locations of drop boxes and new requirements for voting by mail. Wow, since when does Florida care so much about the law? You know, last time I was in Florida, I saw a lady lighting fireworks with a crack pipe. Worst gender reveal ever.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced that Broadway could reopen on September 14th, except for the new musical about Cuomo's handling of the pandemic, Nursing Homa.
Kamala Harris will become the first vice president to be featured as a wax figure at Madame Tussauds Wax Museum, while Joe Biden is the first wax figure to become president.
Jack Diamond in the morning.
106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann. You'll see a little bit of sun through the clouds, but you may see a shower this morning before 9, some clearing later in the day, maybe 65 for the high, so some sun later.
You know, Richie was with his mom on Mother's Day. First time he's seen her, I think, since August of 2019.
Wow. Went to Florida to see her.
Went to Florida. It was her birthday this past week, Mother's Day, and she was moving, so it was the trifecta.
How was their visit?
They were having a good time until, you know, the move started and where she was staying. The air conditioning went out, and apparently in Sarasota in May it gets a little warm. So they had a sleepless night before the move started. But this is, I love, because I'd probably be the same way. Now, if you're going to hire movers, there's things that you obviously want them to move, right?
I would think everything.
Yeah.
But there's times when you can get in your place and you want to start the little knickknacks type stuff. And there was one item that the mother was going out of her mind because she's very, very precise. And she's very, what's the word I'm looking for?
Particular.
And she wants everything in its place immediately. Well, she has all these things that she has nowhere to put because it's in this big hutch. And it's driving her crazy.
So there's no new knick-knack landing location.
And it's a mess.
Thank you. Exactly. Thank you very much.
Exactly. So Richie said, well, why don't we just put the hutch in my truck and bring it to the house? And why did she not want to do it?
I don't know.
Because she paid the movers to do it, and that's what the movers are doing. And so,
she'd let it bother her.
She'd let it bother her. So either it would bother her that she's now moving stuff that should be the movers, what the movers can do, or it's going to bother her because of this. Because of the stuff, you know, collecting and looking cluttered in her new home. And Richie's like, can you believe that my mom is this, you know, anal about stuff? And I'm like, yes, I can. Yes, I can.
You're thinking the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Jack, I don't even think the apple was released from the tree. I think it's still swinging there.
Still hanging on.
In the wind, beating against the tree. So then, so finally he was able to talk her into moving that one piece. But then she's like, you've been so kind to me. This is yesterday after they have brunch. You've been so lovely, Richie. I love you, but you need to leave. And he's like, leave? Why? Well, you have a long drive tomorrow. And I don't want you to have to drive all the way from here to Richmond because he's visiting his sister who just had a baby. You should leave and like get halfway there so you're not driving all the way. You've worked so hard, and I so appreciate it, and I love you. And it's Mother's Day.
She threw him out.
You need to leave.
Wow.
And I'm like,
stay too long, overstayed his welcome.
I guess. And I'm
too many rules for mom.
And they are very much alike, so I'm sure that there was head-butting between the two of them.
There were ways to do things.
Yes, because obviously Richie's way is the right way, and his mother's way is the right
way.
What
does she know? She only raised him.
I know, exactly. And I'm like, and I, for the whole time, JD, I think I said to the both of you, I wish I was there. I was there, you know, I really did.
Taking like, those, shooting a little video.
Well, no, I didn't even mean to that. I meant it like,
so you can roll up and go, you know, Richie, remember that time?
No, no. Because I'm like, oh, he's sending me pictures of sunsets and the beautiful, and the great food, and it's beautiful right on the beach.
West Coast of Florida's gorgeous.
Until that. And then I'm like, I would have been witness of not only one, Richie, but two, the one who created this one. I was really glad to be here with you and Lisa, and for that, I say
thank you.
WWG HD1 Myersville.
This is the Jack Diamond Morning Show, getting you going every weekday morning with a laugh at your favorite classic hits.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, and Lisa Ann. Good news?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. A Facebook group that normally makes fun of baby boomers decided to help one out. 57-year-old guy in Pennsylvania was trying to sell an air compressor on Facebook to help pay for a liver transplant.
Oh.
Somebody in the group saw it. The name of the group is A Car Club Where Everyone Acts Like Boomers. And it's got 37,000 members. Once they posted about it, his GoFundMe page blew up. As of last night, they sent him over $55,000 for his surgery.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
So even those who take pot shots at others occasionally find, you know, their soul and their decency and their goodwill to pull together and really, really make a difference. Pretty cool story. A news crew in Massachusetts has been covering a story about a stolen dog. They saved the day when they happened to see a guy walking the dog, confronted him, called police, got him arrested, got the stolen dog back to the family who lost it.
Yay.
Well, it's just people paying attention and then doing the right thing.
Yeah. How could you steal somebody's dog? Horrible.
You'd like somebody to take Kennedy off your hands,
no,
crazy.
Oh, my God, that'd be horrible. No. No, Richie probably wants someone to take me off his hand, but that's a different story.
And with his luck, they'd return you.
Yeah. Right. I think we know they would.
Two 10-year-olds were in a kayak in a lake in upstate New York last week. One of them fell out and didn't know how to swim. Who puts a kid in a kayak, of all things?
What?
I mean, I have kayak fear, and I'm a damn good swimmer.
Yeah.
I just know I'm going to end up upside down, going down the Potomac, Monongahela. You pick the river.
Yeah.
In my face, like Homer Simpson hitting boom, every boom, rock under boom, the water.
Yes. Boom, ah, ooh, ah,
ah, ah. That would be me.
Blah, 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 blah.
And so I'm not doing it. I'm simply not doing it.
But why?
Even though I have a low enough base, I'd probably... problem is, once you turn me over,
yeah,
it'd be hard to turn me back up. So a random fisherman saw what was going on, showed up to save him, and then left in his boat. So nobody knows who the guy is. He just saved this kid's life.
Yeah, I don't... That is so strange.
You don't put someone who does not, A, have incredible swimming skills, but B, really understands how to get in and out, what to do. You really should have an immersive training program for a kayak, even on calm waters. Anyway, that's my two cents. Where if a guy in Montreal stole a woman's bike last week, but two women who were riding by their own or on their own bikes saw it happen. One of them was a retired cop. So they chased him for 10 miles on their bike.
Oh, my Lord.
Wow.
The thing here is the guy who stole it was not a biker. These two were. They could have gone 100 miles. This guy was not getting away. Well, while they were in pursuit, they called 911 and got her bike back. The guy who stole it ended up crashing into a police car while he was trying to outrun the women. There you go.
Made it easy for him, it seems.
A little stupid criminal filed and a lot of good news here on 106.9 The Eagle.
Good news.
Jack Diamond Morning Show.
106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle. Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann. Peekaboo sunshine early today. Maybe a shower before we become a mostly sunny afternoon. Actually, I think this afternoon will be beautiful.
Nice.
Are you going anywhere for the summer? Have you decided what you're doing?
We are hopefully going home to a house.
Yeah.
Our focus has been on that. Okay. Purely,
yeah.
If it's on the market, didn't you just bring up a house?
Yes.
And we could tell you the price?
Yes.
And the street it was
on? Yes.
Yeah, that we would love to go away. Iceland always calls our name. Southwest always calls our name. What about you?
Well, that's what you know, we're going to talk about when Richie gets home, because, you know, I want to see my sisters.
Sure.
And go down to Ocean City, which I visited. But I never went anywhere near the water. I went to my sister's, stayed in my sister's home. We didn't go out to eat. We didn't do anything but sit there.
So you're in Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're 8 miles
yes.
from Ocean City, from
yes.
the actual water,
yes.
the beach.
Never saw it.
You are 2 miles less from Ruth's Chris.
Yes.
Never went.
No.
Steak's your favorite. Never called
Love.
Your name.
Not
drove
once.
All the way, 3 hours, Berlin.
Yeah, no.
Didn't take the extra 8 to...
Well, I did. The only place I went to was to pick up a pizza at Lombardi's.
Oh, okay. Well, please.
Not even the Lombardi's over the bridge.
Over on the coastal highway.
The one beside the Food Lion. That's Oof. The one I went... And it's good. It's good.
Yeah.
But it's to go.
It doesn't have that right. salt-infused
no.
flavor that
no.
you get on coastal
no.
highway.
Oh, no. Well, and the truth be known is they know it's me when I order it because the way I order the pizza. They go, Jimmy, you're back in town. Like, don't tell anybody.
The I'm boys here. Are back in
exactly.
town.
So that's what we want to do. And I know he... You know, we'll see his sister who now lives in Richmond, so I know we'll be spending time in Richmond. But what I want to do,
pinch
I know, well, there's
did you lose
things.
A bet?
There's historic things I want to do there, so I'm kind of excited about that.
Please.
But speaking of that, I want to go to Ohio.
Did you lose another bet?
Well,
sorry, it's,
well,
oh,
you're,
it's me so today. I'm tired.
You're gonna go to
cranky.
Ohio.
You're gonna think I'm gonna lose a lot of bets here because of the things I want to do.
He's all excited, by the way.
Oh, I am. I'm jittery and excitement.
We go to Ocean City and one day turn around, come back, and we still go to the ocean. You know, we do it like on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
You went all the way, hung
several
out,
times.
Slept.
Yes. Yeah.
Didn't
No,
but you're going to Ohio, and
well, the reason why is because the President Harding Library has opened, and while I'm there, the Grant Library, the Taft, all these new presidential sites I've never been to are all in Ohio.
Yeah, there's a reason you've never been there. You have a life here.
Well, that's I'm trying to talk Richie kind of say how exciting Ohio is, and I think anybody who's ever heard of Columbus, you know, it's like the United States version of Paris, wouldn't you say?
No, okay. I've been to both.
Is it
no
Madrid?
Oh,
London? No.
Do you know what? It's a nice town. Truthfully, Columbus, nice town.
I've been, but I need to go back because I have friends who live there, but I need to go back because there's all these presidential sites. I don't know if Richie will want to go.
Here, they call Cleveland the mistake by the lake.
Yeah,
but truthfully, this maybe not be a surprise to some. I liked it. Connor and I were driving across country. Well, actually, this trip back from Chicago. And we stopped in Cleveland, went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and then went around the waterfront.
And you liked it, right?
We liked it. We had a good time. The stadium's right there. It's sort of like everything is in its place. I don't know. It's sort of like a bigger... it's a bigger city that feels like a smaller one.
Yeah, yeah.
And at least the parts we were in, the people were very nice. We didn't get a chance to go to the historic district, you know, sort of everything's all brick, like Frederick.
Yeah.
You know, historic pubs, restaurants, that sort of thing. Columbus, I think, known for insurance money. There's a lot of insurance money. So it's a nice town.
Is this your way of saying that you want to go see the
I have no interest whatsoever. 106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station, Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, and Lisa Ann. An incredibly important moment in every man's life is when he realizes he's not the master of seduction he thought he was.
Wow.
And this comes after Mother's Day for a reason. Facebook Live, you want to jump in here. You're a woman or a guy, and you're the guy who thinks he is, or you're the woman who's married to or dating a guy who thinks he's the master of seduction. I don't know if this will be eye-opening, illuminating, elucidating, but it'll be interesting. So Jack Diamond Show, Jack Diamond Show on Facebook or Facebook.com/Jack Diamond Show. Say hi to Jimmy Alexander, first of all, please.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Mother's Day for moms out there.
Bon vivant, man about town.
Please. I think that goes without saying.
Our partner and friend for nearly 25 years on the Jack Diamond Morning Show, and the lovely and talented Lisa Ann.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. And thank you for a lovely Mother's Day. And happy Mother's Day to all the moms, too.
I hope you had a good time yesterday.
It was the best. It was awesome. Can we do it again?
We can, and we will, every Mother's Day. You know, I try to throw the ball further and further downfield every year.
Mm-hmm. You do?
In small ways. We may live in a hotel, but we had a fire in our fireplace yesterday.
Aww. We did. He bought a fireplace, installed it. It was amazing.
Actual flame, not electric.
Mm-hmm. What? Where? In the
I'll show you a picture of it in a minute. I'll show you a picture on Facebook Live. But you got to do what you got
to
do.
They tend to frown upon open flames in the room 330.
Because I've been promising Lisa and Connor a fireplace and, you know, something cozy and warm. And, you know, we're blessed to actually be lucky enough to be in a very safe, comfortable hotel while we continue this unbelievable quest. There will be a book. Someone asked me this weekend about writing a book about the experience. And I think, you know, in some form, we certainly will. Mm-hmm. But thank you. And it was wonderful celebrating you.
Oh, thank you.
My mom, Pam, you know, the five wonderful children we all raised together. And now G babies as well. So, you know, life is good. We're
so
blessed.
Fun.
So this subject popped up yesterday, and this is what guys say when somebody says happy Mother's Day to you. And we happen to be at Hooch and Banner, a restaurant we really like, really great people, great food, always a fun time. They're tremendous owners and great staff. So they come over and they say happy Mother's Day, and you know, they look at Lisa, obviously the mom, they look at Connor, obviously the son, they look at me, and what do I say? Well, I did what I could. I did my part, right?
Truth.
So, you know, Lisa, the mom, you know, raising, you know, her child, thank God, you know, mother to our other four children, looking after anyone and everyone. Mothers nurture, they care, they, you know, most of us who are guys thank women for doing all the really heavy lifting in parenting. You know, mm-hmm. not only the childbirth, which, dear Lord, you know, Jimmy, that it would stop with us.
Yeah.
The very first time. We'd have one child and done. Yeah.
We're like, well, we have dogs.
So the conversation came up yesterday about, you know, well, please, you know, I did my part. And, of course, Connor's 19, so, son, one day you'll do your part. You know? And he says, Dad, don't be surprised if it's sooner than later. Well, I'm like, okay, jokes all around. Hey, you know, he'll have another mocktail. We'll have another couple of drinks. We need him. Believe me.
Yeah, son, get a job first before you decide to bring another life into the world.
It's a whole to-do. So we talked about and actually got involved in a discussion with some other people about the things that guys do that aren't nearly as attractive as we think they are. Yeah, you enjoy this. In fact, give me that back.
Hey.
Give that back. Because I think, you know, your reaction to this will make or break. And by the way, your opinions, Jack Diamond Show on Facebook, are really, we want to share yours. So if you agree or disagree, and by the way, feel free to hit some hearts there. I just saw a couple of hearts go by for Lisa Ann and Jimmy Alexander. Love this two shot of you two guys. Oh.
She can't keep her hands off me. See that?
Please. She's pushing you away.
He's going back to high school.
Yeah, you are going back to high school. You get your letter jacket on.
Please.
All right, so these are the things that guys think are so sexy and are all that in a bag of chips that women say are not.
Okay.
If you have truck nuts on your car, that would be N-U-T-Z, by the way. Mm. Truck nuts
on your car. Oh, those. Mm. Oh, that's awful.
Okay, there you go, guys.
Oh, that's horrible. Horrible.
From a beautiful woman who knows better. By the way, born in England, spent formative years in Virginia and McLean, and then moved to Pennsylvania with her family, and grew up in Gettysburg. So she knows truck nuts.
When I see him.
When she sees him.
First of all, I think I'm surprised you said that. Second of all.
And UT, what are you talking about? For God's sake, we had nuts yesterday.
Please. Good for you. So my question about that is, when I see those.
Yes, the truck nuts.
Yeah. I'm like, imagine you have to go to a wedding or a funeral, and this is the vehicle you're going to bring.
You're driving your truck nuts there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and everybody's going to go, really?
Classy.
Classy.
Capital K.
Yeah. So truck nuts. All that in a bag of chips. Is that a hot guy?
No. Take them off.
Okay.
Not cool.
You have to get your truck fixed.
Yeah.
When a guy persists over and over, when you've given him a clear and definitive, no, I am not interested in you.
Mm-hmm. No, yes.
Sexy?
No.
Okay. These are things guys do that they think is attractive.
No.
I just can't say, you're so hot, I can't say no. I won't take no for an answer.
And now you're just stupid.
Are you telling me I have 1% chance? So
there's still a chance. That's what guys think, isn't it? Loading up on cologne, jewelry, or hair gel.
Oh, good Lord. No, thank you. It's supposed to be a whisper, not a shout.
Oh,
right?
Ladies and gentlemen, there's the show quotable of the day.
Mm.
It's supposed to be a whisper, not a shout.
Don't announce you're coming into the room.
Not being able to do the most basic cooking or housework, which shows you're looking for a mom, not a girlfriend.
That's totally true. Totally true. And being helpless, thinking that you're the man in distress. No. Uh-uh. Not cool.
Well, occasionally Connor and I are the men in distress.
But you guys know how to do it.
And, do we?
You know,
you're saying we know how to job the system.
Yeah. It's like suddenly you're saying, oh, but I don't, you do it so much better.
Well, listen, we just come out and say, we need your help with this. And, you know, you'll say, well, what did you try? And we'll show you the result.
You did say Lisa makes the best sandwiches.
Right? Lisa's a huge fan of the sandwich. So if you're a big fan, I think you learn the skills eventually.
And sandwiches are always better when somebody else makes them.
They are tasty. Yeah. See, this is what a guy does. This is how we would cajole you into making a sandwich worse. All right, other things guys do that are not nearly as attractive as guys think they are, talking about being Randy.
Mm.
Right? Well, you know, yeah, baby.
Groovy.
Yeah, you know, I'm so Randy for you. That's not sexy, is it? It's nice to be wanted, but, and I'm not talking about your husband, but maybe a guy in a bar, or maybe your husband, or maybe the guy you live with.
But sometimes I think it can be really, it's fun and it's sweet. I mean, when you and I are
Not if you're doing it right.
Yeah. But from a guy in a bar, come on.
Yeah, especially if he has a lot of cologne, hair gel, and a lot of jewelry. Not and he has truck nuts.
And he has truck nuts, yeah. Please. So.
And jewelry on the truck.
I'm sorry? They're festooned? The truck nuts are festooned. Lovely picture. Calling your ex is crazy. God, don't ever do that.
No.
Even if it's true.
Because, well, then they think one day if they're ever an ex,
yeah,
they're going to be the crazy ones. Talking bad about other guys to make yourself seem better, or talking bad about other women to try and compliment the woman you're talking to, which is a really left-handed compliment. She's crazy as a loon, but not you. That's not exactly complimentary. No. And nudity, male nudity, everything related to male nudity, pictures of male nudity in person, all male nudity, now and forever, including those pics. Don't send them. Not sexy. True or false?
True.
Speak for yourself. I mean, let's can't all be right, I guess.
Listen, Jimmy not only likes nudity, male nudity, all male nudity, he loves truck nuts.
The Jack Diamond Morning Show.
106.9 The Eagle.
Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann, 106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Thanks for the great response on our little fun list of time for guys to face the music about how incredibly important it is to realize you may not be the master of seduction you thought you were.
Mm-hmm.
And that women don't necessarily find the things we do to be sexy or compelling or at all.
Smooth.
Yes. Second date insuring.
Mm-hmm.
You show up in a truck that has truck nuts and UTZ.
Yeah.
On, you know, hanging, you know,
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's where we started. It's on Jack Diamond Show on Facebook. If you want to jump in, drop in the comments if you agree or disagree, and if you have any you'd like to add to that. By the way, Jacqueline starts by saying, happiness this lovely morning. Lisa Ann, happy Mother's Day. By the way, I adore your hair in the braid. Shows us your lovely face.
Oh, Jacqueline, thank you. That's wow, you made my day.
Told you how much I like when you do that lovely tight, long braid.
Yep.
Jacqueline, you should see it in the back. It's lovely. Trish Lissing in Casper, Wyoming.
Mm.
Wow.
I just want to say, you know, the show, Jack Diamond Morning Show, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann, we don't do well in Frederick.
No. Mm,
no. Do terribly in Hagerstown.
Sadly.
Boonesboro hates us, mm-hmm, but we're number one in Casper, Wyoming.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you.
You know why?
Yeah. Huh?
You know why? Because we have a second lady, Lynn Cheney, on all the time, and I think she's there.
Ah.
She and Dick listening. Mm. Always big fans.
Been on the show many, both of them.
Absolutely.
Yes. We actually had Dick Cheney on.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much the answer we got to every question.
Yes. No.
Lynn Cheney, lovely.
Yeah. Lynn.
Oh, man.
Talk all day. Dick, not so much.
Remember Dick Cheney, the guy who shot his lawyer in the face, and his lawyer apologized for getting
in
the way.
Think of that.
Okay. A tough guy.
Yeah.
John writes and says, you guys are great. I try and listen every morning while I'm at work. Appreciate that. Kenneth says, that may have been the top best segment ever. The list was upside down, though. I think he thought we should end with the number one.
Yes.
But it wasn't so much a list as those were observational points.
Start with nudity and then go and work to the truck. You know, nuts.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
El Toro says, truck nuts, an exclamation point on how much that person has bad parenting. Maybe a little harsh, but then again.
I think they make a good point, because how do you take mom to Mother's Day brunch in the vehicle that has the...
I don't know. I guess everybody has to have a sense of humor.
Yes. The same sense of humor.
That's a very good point. Elizabeth says, not sexy on loading up cologne and hair gel.
Yep.
Mary Ellen says, huge beards. I don't know. Is that the Duck Dynasty beard or bigger?
Yeah.
Abe Lincoln-esque or, you know.
Yeah, like...
All over your face.
Whitman,
not sure.
David Letterman now.
But what is with Letterman and that beard?
I think it's anytime someone brings it up to him, he says, it's going to be another year that I have this horrible beard. I think it's a defiance to him. Like,
you know, maybe it is.
And all those years he had to shave every day, he said he hated it.
Somebody just sent a message. It said, Martinsburg, West Virginia loves us. So we're number one in Martinsburg and number one in Casper. We're trying to win over Hagerstown and Frederick and Boonesboro and everybody else.
Got to work a little harder.
Number one. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Love your show, babe.
Jack Diamond in the morning.
106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, and Elisa Ann. Thanks for listening. Thanks for getting up and hanging out with us.
I was on a walk yesterday, and I saw a family walking together. And it was very nice. You see the mom, the dad, the two kids, and the dog. Which is, it was nice. It was like seeing a painting right there.
Or Norman Rockwell.
A Norman Rockwell painting. It was very nice.
Maybe a Mother's Day stroll?
It was. Yeah. It still was. Mm-hmm. Until the kids started getting in a fight. And you heard the mom say to the kids, this is what I want to hear on Mother's Day. And the kids were like, but we already gave you your card. You know, Mother's Day, it was only this morning. And the mom was like going, well, I don't want to hear this. And the dog and the whole thing. And I'm walking behind them. And is the eavesdropping? Is that like,
yeah, man.
Maybe. But what I noticed is the dad did not get involved at all. He wanted no part of his two daughters fighting with the mom on Mother's Day with the dog. And he,
wise man, I think.
Well, I think so, too. Because
no good will come of this.
No. It reminds me of, and I can't remember, I told you years ago when I was at the Grand Canyon, bottom of Grand Canyon, I met a listener who was from College Park. And she was there with her two kids and the mom and her husband. And when you leave, you're down there for the night, and then you leave, you want to get up really early so it doesn't get really hot.
To get out of the bottom of the Grand Canyon.
Because it's very...
long way up.
Long way. It's like one straight mile up. It's tough. And it's in July 4th week. Oof. So it's 112 at the bottom during the day.
Jeez.
So you want to get out fast.
Sounds like you picked the perfect time to go.
Yes. Yeah.
Couldn't have been better.
It was that or Christmas. So, I mean... So when me and my friend who was with me were walking, we could hear this arguing. And as we got closer, because we were fast walkers, we realized... it was the nice family from College Park.
Mm.
And what you, was the son, the daughter, and the husband, like, let's say, you know, 100 yards in front of the mom.
Uh-oh.
And the mom was making sure that the people in the top of the Grand Canyon could hear her, because she was saying, pardon me, are you not going to wait for me? Are you really going to leave me back here? Now, she has no idea.
I think I just went staring.
Yeah, well, I'm sure.
Are my ears actually bleeding?
Is it? Yes, yeah. They are.
Think about how that father felt.
Well, and echoing through the Grand Canyon.
And echoing. And I know what's about to happen. This woman is going to realize that somebody is behind her. And the person is...
you.
Me.
Jimmy Alexander.
Fine.
Radio personality.
Yeah.
Self-professed good guy.
Well, the friend of the self-professed, self-proclaimed good guy. So, and I feel horrible, but you know how I am with time. I wanted to get up that...
You want to make good time.
I want to make good time. And as I'm approaching, and I've never told this story in the air because I felt bad because I didn't want her to hear me making fun of her, which I wouldn't be. I'd be making fun of her kids and husband. Because if it was you, there's no way... Well, Lisa and Connor would be the one walking ahead of you.
You'd
be
hey.
Well, he's a. I have to say, when we go hiking, he is a ridiculously fast walker.
I'm booking it. I must. Because I know if I stop, then I'm done. Someone's carrying me out.
That's why.
Well, it is probably much easier for you to walk because Lisa's carrying everything.
Marry a Sherpa, guys. My 2 cents worth. Marry a tomboy, Sherpa.
Who needs to rent a donkey when you got Lisa right there? So I'm like, what am I going to do? Because I don't want to embarrass this poor lady because she knows who I am. I know she is. So I go up behind her and I'm like, you know what? This is not right. Hey, you guys, stop. Your mom is waiting for you back here. I got your back, darling. And she looked at me and I swear... she hugged me, like almost with tears in her eyes, going, thank you, Jimmy. Finally, somebody understands.
She needs to keep up. It's the Grand Canyon, for God's sake.
Well, she only had another 3 hours to go.
So,
how long does it take to walk from the Colorado River?
Back up?
Yeah.
It's like 4 hours.
Or more. To go 1 mile.
Yeah, straight up.
Yeah, that incline will kill you. Beautiful day. In concert, that is one of the greatest reaction songs that ABBA does. What's bigger? Hands down, Waterloo. Place comes unglued.
Gosh, yes.
Waterloo.
Yes.
106.9 The Eagle, Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann. I think in some ways we become a kinder, more gentler society.
Okay.
I hope so.
In some ways.
Mm-hmm.
They posted this question to people. What's the worst thing you would wish on someone? I'm glad to say there are very few really horrible things in here. And most of them now, when you post on Reddit or whatever little forum you decide to jump in and participate, you're trying to be clever or funny.
Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot better than, you know, some of the responses perhaps in the past that were more, I don't know, guttural in their response.
Cruel.
Their device would constantly search for Wi-Fi. When it connects, it would work about 10 seconds, and then Wi-Fi would drop.
See, yeah, that...
If someone you didn't like or did you wrong, that's the kind of thing you would wish on them. See what I'm saying? It's not death and destruction, thank God. Yeah. That their sleeves get wet whenever they wash their hands, no exception.
No! I hate that.
Those are great.
Hate that. Wow.
I hate when I do it. You imagine every single time. See... Jimmy, this would slay you.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing your pet prefer somebody else over you.
No, I do that all the time with my husband.
Yeah.
So.
A permanently freshly stubbed toe.
Oh!
Ow.
Wet socks for eternity.
Mm.
They will always have a little rock in their shoe. They can never.
That's a. These are all horrible things.
And their phone dies. Right when they're about to receive or make an important phone call. No!
Oh,
no!
Wow.
Where's the charger?
We have become kinder and slightly more gentle.
I don't know. So I think I'd rather have horrible things. At least then it would be over.
Which would be for you the worst one on there?
The wet socks.
I can tell you what would be the worst for Jimmy. His cable's permanently out.
Ooh.
Oh, well, the Wi-Fi would bother me more than that.
Okay, the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that would be bad. Because at least with cables, Wi-Fi can still watch stuff on the phone or on the computer. But the Wi-Fi being out is just like...
Jimmy always being over his data limit, so everything slows down.
No, please. I got limitless. Every time I talk to the phone company or the phone service I have, they're like, hey, you don't need unlimited data. Really? You know what? Why don't we make a deal right here?
They try to switch you off the unlimited to the...
And I'm like,
the generous serving of...
And I'm like, no, I'm fine with this because I know how that would work.
106.9 The Eagle.
The Jack Diamond Morning Show.
106.9 The Eagle.